Scattered around the world's megalithic sites, we see a lot of shared features, and one of the more popular ones in the Atlantis hunting community is known as stone nubs. This is a subject of a lot of speculation in the alternate history community, and there's a ton of hypotheses around there. Well, I have one too, and to be honest with you, I think I might have cracked a code here. In ancient Rome, Greek statues were all the rage, and when they ran out of originals that were affordable, reproductions became like the big deal. And this is where we get the first record of 3D gridding of statues. Now, this technique was perfected in the Renaissance with a machine that's known as the pointing machine.
I'm going to take a point right off the eyelid, or the center of the eyelid. Once the needle is locked into place, I just slide it down until it touches the surface of the cast. I look at that point very carefully, I slide the needle back, and I make a little tiny pencil mark directly where the needle touches the cast. Then all I need to do is pick up the entire apparatus, the crochet with the pointing machine, and I place it into the three holes on the model. And I slide the needle back down until it touches the stone.
And there's the magic. By being able to move your measuring device from the original to the reproduction, you can measure the reproduction in a very accurate way, and with the skilled craftsman, eventually make a very accurate reproduction. If you have fixed reference points, and that's where I think the nubs came in. I think the nubs were a fixed reference point for a framework like this. First, they would draw out their plan on the ground. Then they go through and they mark each one of these points and they measure all this out. They build a framework, a very stable framework for each stone. They go to a piece of stone that's going to be used. They carve it down a few inches so that they've got two nubs. They build a frame around those two nubs and affix that frame to the larger framework. So now that large frame that basically plots out the exterior of this entire stone is bonded to those two nubs. So anytime you pick up that framework to carve and you want to put it back down to check, it's going to fit exactly the same way.